USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, it's report card time. Are you happy with the direction of America? We'll find out soon as it's midterm election day across the United States. Monday's drawing for the record-setting $1.9 billion before taxes Powerball has been delayed due to a technical problem. In a statement, lottery officials said the delay was caused by a participating lottery needed extra time to complete the required security protocols. The number should be announced sometime Tuesday. President Trump announced he'll be making a very big announcement from Mar-a-Lago 1 week from today.
I promise you, in the very next very, very, very short period of time, you're going to be so happy. Okay.
Some Democrats have begun filing lawsuits ahead of the midterm elections. Pennsylvania senatorial candidate John Fetterman and other Democrats filed a lawsuit Monday challenging Pennsylvania's plan not to count updated or wrongly dated ballots that have been mailed in. Time magazine has named Jessica Sibley as chief executive of the media company. Ms. Sibley joins Time from Forbes, where she worked as a chief operating officer. The media executive also held jobs with the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, and Condé Nast. She will officially start her role as CEO on November 21st. Subtropical storm Nicole is roughly 400 miles from the Bahamas and is forecast to intensify and hit Florida's Atlantic coastline near hurricane status in the next day or two. Its large size is likely to make it a high-impact event. The Baltimore Ravens beat the New Orleans Saints 27-13 on Monday Night Football last night. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The one thing politicians do that can be felt by every American is inflation. Your money doesn't go as far as it once did because overspending by Washington lawmakers makes the value decline. Many Americans say this will be on their minds front and center in the voting booth today. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
The top concern for voters ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections is the economy. The latest Gallup poll reports 49% of registered voters say the economy will be extremely important to their vote. Abortion is second at 42%, and crime is a close third at 40%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A white powder was sent to Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake's campaign office in Phoenix, and it exposed her staff to the substance. The substance has yet to be determined. Ms. Lake was on Fox News Monday evening, saying still no word from the FBI on what the substance is.
The police showed up, the bomb squad showed up, firefighters and the FBI, and they took the envelopes. There were a couple of them, at minimum, maybe more, and we were told they took them for testing. Now, this is the first I'm hearing that maybe they haven't, so maybe you know more about it than I do. I've been busy campaigning, and we've just been monitoring our staffers' health, and so far, so good.
Today is National Cappuccino Day, double espresso, steam milk, and foam. Do you think it's a coincidence that it falls on Election Day? I think not. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.